Today, Be'ezras Hashem, we learn Davav of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the Machlokes Shmuel v'Rebbevo regarding Shnayim Shadanu. If only two judges decide on a monetary case, is their decision valid or void? The Machlokes Reb Meir v'Chacham regarding Peshara, also known as Bitzua, the number of judges required for the arbitration of a compromise. The Gemara cites three opinions as to the desirability of making a compromise. Mishabo Ledin, when two litigants come to Bezdin for a Din Taira. Mitzvah Livtsaya, Aser Livtsaya, Rishoy Livtsaya. And the Gemara then elaborates that according to the opinions of Mitzvah Livtsaya, or at least Rishoy Livtsaya, that is only Mishabo Ledin, at the outside of the Din Taira. However, there is a point in the Din Taira when it is no longer permissible for the Bezdin to make a compromise. And there's a machlekes as to what point does it become Aser Livtsaya. Mishatishma Divrein Vatiyadeh Lehechan Adin Noita. Once the Dayan heard their arguments and have an idea to which side the judgment is leaning, they may no longer offer a pshara. Nigmar hadin iat rishoy livtsaya. According to Taisus, nigmar hadin means that the Dayan have reached their decision, although they have not yet issued their ruling. According to Rashi, nigmar hadin means the Bezdin has already issued their ruling as to who is liable. The Gemara offers three interpretations of the pasuk beitzeya beirach niatz Hashem. Does beitzeya refer to a pshara or to gzela? Or to Yehuda who said Ma Betza. And three interpretations of the pasuk VeHidavid Eisem Mishpat Utzdaka L'Chalamai. Does this refer to a pshara or to another righteous act of David HaMelech? And two halachas derived from the pasuk LeSegur Mnei Ish.